Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
On today's Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, we have a very provoking topic again. I love it. It's a show on Social Security, but it's the strategy of CAVA.
And, yeah, I don't remember reading that one in my Social Security training book.
Yeah, the complete cardinal guide to planning for and living in retirement. You won't find the strategy of CAVA, but you will find it in the Bible. You'll find it several places, and it's clearly indicated in your chapter. We'll outline some of that as
well. And you'll find it in the podcast after today.
Yeah, from now on, you'll find out. But, you know, a lot of people are familiar with that concept of waiting on the Lord. It's in Psalms 27, and, of course, everybody loves the passage in Isaiah 40:31. You know, those that wait upon the Lord will rise up with wings like eagles. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. But, you know, for years, I thought waiting on the Lord meant, you know, okay, I'm going to wait. You know, he's coming. It's coming. It's going to be okay. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on the Lord now. Okay. Lord, I'm waiting. You know, that was kind of the idea. But as I studied that word, the word is CAVA. And there's more to it than just waiting. In fact, if you really study the word, and I have, you'll find the first place you'll find it is in Genesis, when God was gathering the waters together to bring the dry ground around. And there's an idea of twisting in there that comes with CAVA. So as you're gathering things, it's sort of this twisting. Well, you've seen how waters gather in a twist. If you've ever seen a water spout, you get an idea of what that may be. But there's another thought about this, with that God is three people. And so when you look in Ecclesiastes 4:12, right, it says, you know, that a man might be, one man may be, you know, be overthrown, and two are hard to fight, but a three-cord strand is not easily broken. And the idea being, you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're twisting into one another in this CAVA, concept of CAVA. And if you can twist into that, not just wait, begin to twist into that. Now, we're talking about Social Security, right, Hans?
Well, we are.
And so there is something to waiting sometimes when it comes to Social Security. But twisting into it and understanding it and getting more insight is really helpful. In fact, some of our listeners to our podcast, they thought they were waiting, but they weren't quite caving, right?
Well, sure. But they were twisting in. I mean, because they found us through the podcast. In fact, I have these three clients who have come to us, one in Ohio, one in Indiana, and one in Pennsylvania. And they all came within a couple of weeks of each other. And they all came from the podcast first, which is, it has to be God at work delivering my podcast. I worked very, very hard on our podcast to Ohio and Pennsylvania. I mean, how in the world are they finding it?
Right. And there you have, you know, iTunes is a really handy thing. And the neat thing, you know, if you can go to iTunes and look up Finishing Well, you'll find it there. You can subscribe. And so every time it comes out, every week, it's right there in your phone, and you can listen. Or you can binge listen, which a lot of folks do, you know, to 10, 12, 14 episodes. You're going on a long trip, and you can hear a bunch of them.
So all three of these people are clients really for everything that we offer, and they have questions about it. And they found us first on the podcast, and then they purchased the books, and then called us up. And this one gentleman from Ohio and his wife, they found themselves in a little pickle about Social Security. So he's a researcher. He'd been listening to the show for a good while on iTunes or on Spotify, or somehow he found it. So I'm going to dig into that a little deeper, because I'm always, as a marketer, I mean, I'm wanting to spread the word. I want to know how somebody found it clear up in Ohio and Pennsylvania, because I want to figure out a way to do more of that.
Right.
But in any case, he had listened and really learned from the show, from us, that his wife was going to be eligible for half of his benefit when they both go on Social Security and they retire, which is going to be about 3 years from now. He's 63, she's 62. They'd like to retire sooner, but that's part of why they hired us, is to tell them like when they can and look at the different outcomes and really make that decision. But he had pretty much already seen that. I'm going to need to work till I'm 66. And then we're going to need to decide, do we wait even longer or do we cava for Social Security? Do we wait till 70? But where he got himself in trouble, I mean, you can sit down and read my book, listen to some podcasts, and you can pretty much get the gist of this thing that age 62 is the earliest you can take it. You know, it says it right in the book.
I didn't actually even know that when I first started doing the show, and I was 62.
Yeah, and you're going to get pretty much about 70% of your full retirement age benefit, and then you could wait till 70, and if you're 70, you're going to get about 30% more. So instead of 70% of the benefit, you're going to get like 130%. That's an oversimplification, but the concept is sound. And then full retirement age is different depending on, it's either going to be 66 up to 67. It's not 65 anymore. It hadn't been that for a number of years, but it's a moving target. That's one of the times they shored up the Social Security benefits. It's just moving your full retirement age for 2 years. And so the people that are retiring right now, it's age 66. And then the people in, like, let's just say another 7, 8, 9 years, it's going to be the full 67. So anyhow, for this guy, it's about 66 and so many months, like 6 months or 4 months. And so he is looking at all this. He's thinking, that's cool. I ran the report like it says to do in the book. He saw that he's going to get about $3,000 a month. He did the math. He said, you know what? My wife's going to get about $1,500 a month. So between the two of us, we're going to get $4,500 a month at 66. So that Hunts guy, he's really helped me out showing me this. So then he's looking at her report, and he's seeing that she would only be getting about 200 and some bucks a month at 66 or whatever her age was, because she didn't work all, she didn't have all that many quarters. So it's clearly she's going to be better off doing the 50% thing. So then he took the next leap. He went ahead and applied for her early retirement at 62, which was 120 bucks a month. Okay. So they've been collecting 120 bucks a month for about 6 months and just kind of giggling about it until they talked to me. Okay. And I'm listening. I said, you did what? So my client from Ohio, they did that. I mean, they were calling me. The only problem is they took some actions before that. And so now part of my job is to fix the broken stuff. So it was actually pretty easy. We did some research. I said, look, I'm just going to advise that he suspend the thing and he send the money back. And
now that's fascinating in of itself to me, that you can literally go, oops, for the first year after you've made your decision, if you've gone early. So if you're sitting there right now at 62 and 6 months ago you applied for Social Security, there is an oops clause.
Well, there is. So up to a year or up to 12 months, you can file with the Social Security and you say, I want to send the money back. I'm sorry I filed. I don't want to file. I want to renege, whatever the exact wording is on that. And they've already done that. They just.
So you can send the government back the money they sent you, and it's like a oops clause. And and now you can still select when she's 66 or whatever age would be the best to cava and wait, right? But twist in. Looking at your options and understanding that things change, you know, based on your health, your wife's health, and, you know, where you're working or not working, there's a lot of things that affect that.
So the answer to this story is, yes, you can get 50% of your spouse's full retirement age Social Security check as a spousal benefit, as long as you've been married more than 10 years. Even if you're divorced, you can do that. As long as you were married 10 years, but you can't take your benefit early, collect that up to a full retirement age, and then switch over to that. That doesn't work. Once you file with Social Security, you're filed, okay? So they were real happy to learn about that 12-month exception.
Right, because what it would appear, again, we never could nail it down because it's kind of like Jell-O. But it would appear that, you know, her 50% would have been reduced substantially even, you know, for the rest of her life because of taking it at age 62.
Yeah.
But again, you're listening to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. And today's show, we're talking about the strategy of CAVA when it comes to Social Security, which, you know, those who wait on the Lord will rise up with wings like eagles. And there's a lot that has to do with that, and I don't want anybody to miss the spiritual significance of what it means to truly wait on the Lord and CAVA into him. But when it comes to even financial decisions, you know, a cord of three strands just is not easily broken, as we talk about in Ecclesiastes. But again, what we're talking about today is based on the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. You're going to find all that at CardinalGuide.com, where you have the seven worries to have, and one of those worries or concerns or a place that you can CAVA and wait on the Lord while you twist into him is Social Security. And so you can get a free download.
I mean, all the chapters of both of my books are right there on the seven worries tab. That individual chapter is for free with a download of a PDF. You also can find both these books on Amazon. You can just look under Hans Scheil or The Complete Cardinal Guide. And as well, if we've had a few more people taking us up on this, which is wonderful, is it go on our website, cardinalguide.com, type us a message, tell us who you are, and you'd like a copy of the book. Give us your address, and we'll send them both out to you, no charge. Happy to do it.
Yeah, absolutely, because the more that I have been doing this show now, and we've been doing it over a year, and as I get into this age with my father and all that's going on, the more I realize that the baseline support that Social Security is kind of like what everything else builds on around that essentially super annuity that we get as a result of having paid into it all these years. And it's a huge part of planning for and living in retirement. And so when we come back in today's show, we got more of the CAVA strategy on Social Security. Again, check out iTunes. See what you can find there. We'll be right back with a whole lot more. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans, aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well. Today's show is the Social Security strategy of CAVA, which is the Hebrew word, if you were to look in a concordance, when it says wait on the Lord, or when you're waiting on the Lord in Isaiah 40:31, or wait on the Lord in the 27th Psalm, you know, that you're going to rise up with wings of eagles. That word wait in Hebrew is CAVA. And what that word really means gives us an idea of there's more than just sitting there and waiting. And I think that, like me, when you begin to really understand CAVA and begin to twist into the Lord as we're waiting, there's some joy there. Just, you know, in his presence is fullness of joy. And it's an amazing thing. And it's interesting how he will send you counselors.
It is.
To the timing of Hans coming into my life at this stage with my father's, now with hospice care, you know, honestly, it's hard. But oh my word, I can't imagine having traversed the travail, the things that I've done in the last, you know, 7 or 8 months without your help, Hans, because, you know, his Social Security, you know, it's a big weight. Part of the way that, you know, we talked about it being a baseline. You know, here's my father, a very, very well-off man, you know, owned his own business, did a lot of things really, really well. But when you look at the baseline of where his income comes every month and how he pays his bills, even he, it's a Social Security.
It is. I mean, that brings a point together with Social Security. Because I hear people in their 50s and 40s and maybe even early 60s when they're coming to us that have high incomes and they have savings, just belittling Social Security. I mean, they, you know, it just is only going to be so much. They're looking at what their parents' checks were. They haven't really tuned into it, and yet they're coming to us. And I mean, when I look at people that are 80, 85, 90, 95, where we're doing financial planning for these people, and I look at the household income and what they're spending and where it's going, that Social Security or the two Social Security checks with the husband and wife, they're just significant.
Yeah, it could be pretty close to $5,000 a month, you know, and that's coming in every month for the rest of your life.
Sure, and possibly tax-free. So the concept of CAVA, or weight, is a pretty good general rule, but it's different for everybody.
And the Lord may tell you to take it at 62 based on your spouse's health or your health or something in your situation. You know, waiting on the Lord doesn't mean you're going to necessarily take some time. It just means that, you know, he's going to help you know when the time is absolutely right.
Sure. So let's talk about the folks from Indiana. Their situation, like everyone else's, is unique. He's 61, just turned 61, just retired. He's going to turn 62 in the fall of this year. His wife, when we met him, was 64, just turning 65, going on Medicare, and him just retiring. And, you know, hers is the good part of the deal. We can put her on Medicare and a Medicare supplement, and that's not going to cost him a whole arm and a leg. His, on the other hand, on health insurance, he can't get on Medicare for 4 more years, okay, or 3.5 or whatever. And so we a big part of what we did is solving their health insurance problem. But back to Social Security, these folks have done a wonderful job of saving money. They have over $1 million in IRAs, and then they've got about another $200,000 in not IRA money or non-qualified money. And then they really have no pensions. So, but that's not necessarily, if you ask me whether I have a pension or $1 million, I'll take the $1 million, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I can create a pension out of that. But added to this, he has Parkinson's, early Parkinson's. I mean, he's still working out every day, and he was working up until a month ago, but he has a sense of what the future holds for him, and he thanks God every day for the medicines that are now able to help with that. But it's very progressive, and then he also had a slight stroke. So his thinking is, let's start the Social Security as early as we can, because we don't want to just pass away in 5 or 6 years. And
leave money on the table.
Yeah. So with her being now 65, and she's pretty close to her full retirement age, and she had a reasonably sized, good-sized Social Security check coming of like 900 and some bucks a month. She didn't work all the years, but it's enough that she's going to get 900 and some bucks a month. They just wanted to start that now, so they got a check coming in from somewhere, which I agree with. And then he has made the decision to file, unless something changes, at age 62, which will be November this coming, or this year. So it's just a few months from now, several months. But when that comes around, he's going to file, and he's going to get, I don't know, like $2,800 bucks a month or something like that. He's going to get every month for his is high, and then he's taking it early because he made a good income. And then she is going to turn around and file for spousal benefits because half of what his would have been at six. I mean, it's complicated when I use all these words and prepositions and all that kind of stuff. But the general strategy they did is she's filing now, collecting 900 bucks a month for all of this year. He's filing late in the year, essentially the beginning of next year, getting a sizable reduced check, and then she's going to file for the spousal benefits, giving up hers, getting the half of his, because that's based upon her full retirement age, not his. So you plug all that in, and she's
like we talked about in the person in the earlier segment, because she filed early, there'll be some reduction in the 50%, but it may only right. be 10% because she was 65 when she filed, but that 10% will carry on into the spousal 50%. And yeah. so there's a lot of percentages. And more the reason, I think, to not try this at home, because there's a lot of math that goes into that. You guys have a computer program that helps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got all that. And furthermore, their health is a consideration. And then the fact that these folks need some income coming in. Now, because we're going to create income out of the $1 million or the $1.2 million, and they're going to live just fine. I mean, but it's nice to have that base of Social Security that we can plan on. And then there's one other caveat to this. He might come back to work as a consultant. Now you've got, once he files his Social Security early in November, then if he makes more than $17,000 from consulting work or from service income, then he's going to have to give some of his Social Security back. So that's one thing that could disrupt this strategy, is he's got a whole the rest of this year to figure out whether he's going to do consulting work and actually make it happen. And if that happens, then he's going to delay the Social Security. She'll delay the 50% filing, still keep collecting the $900 a month, and then they'll just live off of the money he's getting from the consulting work. So it is complicated. And we looked at a lot. We did some research. I even made a mistake in the advice, as I was thinking that him taking it early was going to affect her 50% benefit. And I was actually wrong about that. And so that happens with some clients. And when we find out that I'm wrong, we do that right in front of the client. But you need to be honest. None of us are perfect other than God. And so, but in any case, what the lesson we want to get from this is, it's complicated. It's nice to have other money.
Right.
Because if they didn't have other money or substantial other money, then this would just be obvious what we're doing on the Social Security. But because they have the other money, they would have the option of delaying it or waiting. But through all the planning and the decisions and their wanting to have a check coming in, we made the decision to take it earlier and preserve some capital in their other side. And then it brings in the question of taxes on Social Security. Because so once you have the check coming in, now we got to start playing the game with your tax situation, and the taxes you pay on your Social Security income are based upon your other taxable income. So, and this gentleman has the advantage of, he's got $200,000 of other money besides the $1 million in the IRA, and we can pull money out of the other money bucket without any tax in creating taxable income. So theoretically, he could live for a few years, not rob his IRA too much, and really pay very close to no taxes, which was real appealing to him.
Yeah, and it's real appealing to me that, you know, just the concept of praying and asking God, you know, can I twist into you on this subject of, you know, wow, this is a substantial part of the resources that you help me sow into, right? Because these people have been sowing into Social Security their whole life, and or since they've been working anyway. So you've been sowing into these, and now you're fixing to reap a harvest of some kind. Mm-hmm. And why not ask the Lord of the harvest, what's the best way to leverage this for the kingdom? You know, for my family, as an inheritance, you know, that obviously a lot of this allows for inheritance, you know, based on having, you know, my father's case, his day-to-day expenses are paid out of his Social Security, so the rest of it was left to his family as an inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the strategy and how long he waited, you know, initially to get his Social Security, because a lot of people, he could have fallen for the idea of, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to go early. Well, he lived to 88 at least, and, you know, there's part of the deal.
Sure. Sure. So, you know, what I'm not doing, and I'm not trying to teach you how to do Social Security planning on this radio show. Okay, when I'm just, I can imagine what it'd be like to just be a listener out there, just listening to that gobbledygook that I've been spitting out over the last 5 minutes. I mean, it's almost a little bit confusing to me. You could do this, you could do that, you could do this, you could do that. He did this. And so we're not really on this show trying to teach you the material. That's a little bit of it. But what we're really trying to do is point you into the books, point you into the planning, point you toward God to help you make good decisions for you. And a big part of that is going to be seeking help.
There you go. And again, it's brought to you by cardinalguide.com. And if you go to that, it's cardinalguide, don't forget the guide.com. And there you can find the Seven Worries tab. We talk about the book that you can get, the complete cardinal guide to planning for and living in retirement. And of course, you know, you can contact Hans, get the full book or any question. You know, obviously, his passion in life is helping people through this, you know, navigate this kava as part of your life. So thank you for listening. What a fun show today, Hans.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.